Hello, and welcome to a rather somber edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, there's been a legal case in England which came to its culmination on Friday, and this is a person by the name of Lucy Letby, who was born in 1989, and she was a nurse at the Countess of Chester Hospital in Chester, in the northwest of England. And she is now the worst murderer of children in English legal history. She has been found guilty of murdering seven little babies and the attempted murder of six more between about July 2015 and July 2016. And this was at the neonatal unit at the Countess of Chester Hospital, so we're actually talking about severe, most in most cases, severely premature babies, babies that were small enough to be held in one hand. And the it was consistently the case that whenever she was there, let be on her night duties, then these little babies would suddenly deteriorate and die, or become seriously ill. And she killed them in a variety of ways. She killed or attempted to kill them in a variety of ways, by injecting them with insulin they didn't need, by giving them far too much milk, by injecting them with oxygen, with air basically, causing blood clots. And she'd been on a course to learn about this, or just simply attacking them, sticking things down their throats till they bleed. Things like this. In a number of instances, it seems she was caught in the process by the parents, attempting to harm, attempting to kill, these babies. Whenever there was some sort of emergency during this period, other nurses would say, in the neonatal unit, I wonder if Lucy's on duty tonight. And eventually, as she was taken off duty, the spike in child mortality dropped. And gradually, an investigation began to realise what was going on. People, doctors that raised concerns were told not to make a fuss, not to look into it. And eventually, in 2018, she was finally arrested. This has been a very long trial by British legal, English legal standards. The jury deliberated for 22 days, which is one of the longest deliberations in English legal history as well. So this is really a turning point. This is quite appalling. Murderess who murdered not just babies but the most vulnerable babies there could be, and we don't really know why, what motivated her to do it. But in terms of evolutionary psychology, it's quite interesting. One possibility that has been suggested is basically Munchausen syndrome, and Munchausen syndrome by proxy. And this is something which overwhelmingly affects women. And indeed, there was another case in the early 90s of a nurse called Beverly Allitt. And she's now in a mental institution for the rest of her life. She was found guilty of killing a number of children in her care as well. So this may be what makes sense of it. So what is Munchausen syndrome and how does it relate to gender? Munchausen syndrome is essentially that you play the role of the victim. And you elicit sympathy by playing the role of the victim. You victim signal by pretending to be ill when there is nothing wrong with you. Now, this can be seen, of course. I mean, this is victim signalling. I mean, we see this all over the place in our current woke system. This can be seen as a highly adaptive thing to do. Females are evolved to live in under a patriarchal system in harems. They are evolved to want to elicit as many resources as possible, obviously from the dominant male, but also from these close allo-parenting friendships, which women will tend to develop. These very close one-on-one friendships, which they will develop from an evolutionary perspective, to allo-parent each other's children when the dominant male is giving them less resources and less attention than he otherwise might. These relationships have to be relationships of complete equality. You have because it's your children involved here. So therefore, women are very, very high in the moral foundations of equality and harm avoidance compared to men. There'll be very high equality. So if you play for status, you can't do so overtly. You can't do so overtly because that's interfering with this strong pressure to be equal and to be the same as everybody else. And also, you're relatively physically weak, and therefore you can't play for status overtly. So you only play for status covertly. How do you play for status covertly? Well, obviously, virtue signaling is a way of playing for status covertly. It's a way of subtly making yourself seem good, subtly bigging yourself up, subtly playing for status, and victim signaling likewise. It's a way of extracting more resources, playing for status in a covert way. So the idea is with Munchausen syndrome, it's adaptive to the extent that you get sympathy, you get more resources, you get more of what you want by pretending to be ill. With Munchausen syndrome, it becomes maladaptive. It takes something that's adaptive, i.e., victim signaling, pretending to be ill, and it takes it too far. And people that have Munchausen syndrome will have serious operations done on themselves, will open up old wounds and cause themselves to be infected, will really make themselves seriously ill, as a consequence of their desire to signal that they are ill when they're not really ill. So they actually hurt themselves to the extent that they can get really ill and die. So it's a maladaptive byproduct of an adaptive trait. Munchausen syndrome by proxy, this is the idea often seen among certain kinds of mentally unstable mother that you make you could become convinced, well, you know it's not true really, but you basically pretend that your child is ill, and you force your child to pretend that it is ill. You convince your child that it is ill, and therefore you elicit sympathy for yourself. You elicit more resources for yourself. You virtue signal or you for yourself via your child. You come across as a terribly nice, kind, loving person who's looking after this poor, sick child, and people give you, who is not really sick, of course, and people give you resources and so forth because they feel sorry for you, and also because you seem so virtuous and kind, the way that you're struggling to look after this child and so forth, and you get attention and you get love and you get people interested in you. And unfortunately, again, this can go so far that in about 10% of cases of the children of women who have Munchausen syndrome by proxy, the child gets killed. So one understanding of what's going on with Lucy Letby is a kind of Munchausen syndrome by proxy. She gets the control and the power and so forth of being able to kill these children. So this gives her a sense of control, a sense of power. The parents who caught her in the act actually talk about her snapping at them and being really nasty to them all of a sudden when she was caught, as if the parents, had done something wrong by being in the way. So there's a sense in which it's about power, as it is with anything like this. It's about power. It's about her having a sense of control over her life, but also. She would do things like send condolence cards to the parents of children whom she'd killed, and keep copies of these condolence cards that she'd sent, or photographs of them on her phone and things like this. So she was kind of eliciting a kind of sympathy. Oh, she's killing these children, and then she's killing these children, and she's able to come across as nice and kind to the parents, and break the news, and seem like she's a loving nurse and she's doing her best. But unfortunately, these children are dying in the process. But it allows her to come across as kind. It allows her to kind of virtue signal, and so forth, and draw attention to herself, and seem that she's kind of a significant and key player. So via what is basically killing, well, it's killing other people's kids. So one interpretation is it's Munchausen syndrome by proxy. I don't say it's necessarily a completely correct interpretation, because even in spelling it out, I'm thinking to myself, well, aren't there better? Surely there are better ways of eliciting, making people think that you're a kind person than actually killing their babies. So there must be more to it than just that. And I suspect a part of it is a desire for control and power and whatever in an unstable life. I suspect a part of it is just high psychopathic traits. She's apparently very, very devious and cunning. She attempted to argue that there was a big conspiracy to blame her for this, for all these deaths, and these doctors were doing it, were incompetent and were trying to cover this up by blaming her. So she's obviously sort of paranoid and extremely devious. But an element of it could be that she is causing these babies to be ill to be injured. Many of them, by the way, that survive have permanent brain damage. So they're 7 years old now, and they're not flourishing. They're disabled because of what she did to them, those that survived. But part of it could be that she gets herself in that situation. She gets to break the news to the parents. She gets to seem kind and whatever. It gets her attention. It's Munchausen syndrome by proxy. It's something that's adaptive among women to getting sympathy, basically, and playing the victim, but that's gone completely haywire and maladaptive. And that's what we see in what is really, I mean, these are seven little tiny, in all but one case, I think, premature babies. In one case, she killed two of a set of identical triplets. Of course, they were severely, they were very small, they were triplets. She attempted to kill six more. I mean, it's just absolute. This is the worst child murderer in English legal history, and it's a young woman at that time in her late 20s, or mid to late 20s. It's just absolutely horrific.